This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone says he'll plead not guilty and calls criminal charges against him politically motivated. Stone appeared in court Friday morning after U.S. federal agents arrested him in a pre-dawn raid at his Florida home. A judge set bond at $250,000. AP's Ed Donahue reports the charges stem from the special counsel's Russia investigation.
An attorney for President Trump, Jay Sekulow, says the indictment of Roger Stone does not allege Russian collusion by Roger Stone or anyone else. This is White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
What I do know is that this has nothing to do with the president, has nothing to do with the White House.
The indictment does not accuse President Trump of any wrongdoing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the election interference allegation is bothersome.
It's very interesting to see the kinds of people that the president of the United States has surrounded himself with. And this connection to the integrity of our elections is obviously something we have to get the truth about.
Roger Stone is accused of lying to a House committee and obstructing Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A federal judge has scheduled a sealed proceeding to determine whether former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort intentionally lied to investigators. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Friday she would provide a redacted transcript and the February 4th hearing will be closed. A U.S. Senate committee investigating Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election subpoenaed President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, said Thursday night he will testify on February 12th. This comes one day after Cohen postponed his public testimony to a House committee, he said, because of threats President Trump and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, allegedly made against his family. The two have urged the Justice Department to investigate Cohen's father-in-law. They allege his involvement in organized crime. This is VOA News. The Federal Aviation Administration reported delays in U.S. air travel Friday because of a slight increase in sick leave at two East Coast air traffic control facilities. This comes as the now 35-day partial government shutdown threatens to undermine the nation's air travel system. Terry Donaldson with the Air Traffic Controllers Union told Dallas TV station KDFW the staffing shortage has never been more serious.
We're at a breaking point. You know, we're at a 27-year low in staffing. 20% of our workforce is eligible to retire right now. If 20% of our controllers decide that they can't take any more of this, that they can't weather another government shutdown or any more of this government shutdown, it's going to be a drastic impact on the national airspace system.
Air traffic controllers and airport security agents have been working without pay since the shutdown started in December, but high absentee rates raise the possibility of long airport lines or even worse. President Trump and Congress have yet to reach an agreement on funding the government. Mr. Trump says he would accept a deal to at least temporarily reopen it if the deal contained a prorated down payment on the U.S.-Mexico border wall he has sought for 2 years. U.N. Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet has called for talks to defuse the situation in Venezuela and wants an independent investigation into reports that security forces killed 20 people and detained more than 350 in protest this week. On Wednesday, disputed President Nicolas Maduro said he was ending diplomatic relations with the U.S. in response to President Trump's announcement that the country officially recognizes National Assembly President Juan Guaido as interim leader. Maduro ordered U.S. diplomats to leave within 72 hours, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he no longer has that authority. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says if the Maduro government is allowed to continue, the U.S. will feel a ripple effect.
We need to step forward and continue with the humanitarian aid. We need to help use the leadership of the United States to put together reconstruction aid. And we need to help the interim president with whatever he needs to be able to carry out a legitimate, free and fair and internationally supervised election, which he should call for in the next 45 days.
The U.S. State Department said Thursday it ordered non-essential personnel to leave Venezuela, but is not closing its embassy in Caracas. There are signs of progress in the ongoing peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban in Qatar, leading some to think they could set the stage for a politically negotiated settlement to the 17-year-old war in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, in what some observers call a significant development, to win support of military commanders on the ground, the Taliban appointed its co-founder, Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, as the new head of the Qatar political office, conducting the meetings with Washington Special Representative Zalmay Khalizad. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.